Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Council of Community Services faces rising demand at emergency shelter. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Council of Community Services is facing increasing pressure at its emergency shelter, according to Executive Director Michael Scott. Speaking to the Campbell County Commissioners, Scott said the number of clients is rising, with the length of stays up 85% in 2023. So far this year, the numbers are even higher. Most of the shelter's clients are Campbell County residents, many working full-time jobs or on disability. The demographic is shifting, with more two-parent families, veterans, and seniors over 65 seeking help. The shelter has already assisted 51 children this year, surpassing last year's total of 46. Scott emphasized that these are local residents, often people working in the community.
We want our community to understand that these are our folks. These are our neighbors. These are the people that are serving you, maybe at restaurants. They're checking you out at some of the stores we're shopping at.
She urged the commission to support housing opportunities when they arise. Commission Chair Del Shellstead agreed, saying that the issue hits close to home, blaming Bidenomics for rising housing costs. Gillette Police to host Coffee with a Cop event on October 2nd. The Gillette Police Department is inviting the community to join them for their annual Coffee with a Cop on Wednesday, October 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at The Local on South Kendrick Avenue. The event offers residents a chance to engage with local law enforcement in a casual setting. Police Chief Chuck Deaton said, "We often meet people during emergencies, so we're excited for this opportunity to connect with the community in a more relaxed environment." Coffee with a Cop is part of a national effort started in 2016 to build positive relationships between police and the public. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.